welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading titled, Followed by God's Goodness, was written by Patricia Rabin. At my first job during my high school years, I worked at a women's clothing store where a female security guard dressed as a shopper followed women she thought might steal the merchandise. Certain people fit profiles of those the store owners thought were suspicious. Others not considered a threat were left alone. I've been profiled in stores myself and followed, an interesting experience since I still recognize the tactic. In sharp contrast, David declared he was followed by a divine blessing, God's goodness and mercy. These two gifts always stay close, following him not with suspicion, but real love. The twin guardian angels, as evangelist Charles Spurgeon described the pair, follow believers closely during both bleak days and bright, the dreary days of winter as well as the bright days of summer. Goodness supplies our needs, and mercy blots out our sins. As a one-time shepherd, David understood this intentional pairing of goodness and mercy as it's provided by God. Other things could follow believers: fear, worry, temptation, doubts. But surely, David declares with undoubting certainty, God's kind goodness and loving mercy follow us always. As David rejoiced in Psalm 23, surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What an amazing gift to follow us home. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for following us with your goodness and mercy all the days of our life. Help us to live in such a way that the world sees your goodness in us and is attracted to you through us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Joyce Dinkins, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.